Requiem.
Thank you.
Oh, there's some fine playing on that album. That's a clarinetist Francois Houle's Genera Sextet from Vancouver, with a track called Requiem from the album called In Memoriam, a tribute to Ken Pickering, who died a couple of years ago, anyhow, maybe more than that, but was a seminal figure in the creation of the Vancouver Jazz Festival, and a very strong supporter of the jazz world on the West Coast, which certainly is a thriving one. Very good. And we are now into the second hour of our program today. It's 11:11 Central Time. I hope your day is going well. I hope that however you celebrate the Christmas season and the event itself, or not, for that matter, that your last few days have gone smoothly with as much warmth and family contact in whatever context you have been enjoying it, and that there's some of that left over for the next little while into the new year, because it is what stokes the furnace, as they say. Moving along now to the Antipodes, the other side of the world, with Andrea Keller from Australia, a pianist, educator, composer, very fine musician, and creator of jazz and supporter of the jazz world, mentors many, many pupils and students and gives them opportunities to play in various projects of hers. Her new release has both new and previously recorded material. And the cover says Trio Strings Voices. And that sort of covers the whole thing. Her trio is John McKay on saxophone and Miroslav Bukovsky on trumpet and flugelhorn with Keller on piano. And this album also has string sections from both Sydney and Canberra and several vocalists on some tracks. It's very mixed in its style and whatever, but it is uniformly beautiful. It's lovely, largely gentle in mood, but with very strong strong playing on all from all hands. The I was going to say the center, the major part of the album is called the album, by the way, is called Flicker and Polar Bird, and the main part of the album is a 5-piece suite called Flicker, parts 1 to 5. I am going to play parts 3 and 4 of Flicker today, from Flicker and Polar Bird with leader, pianist, composer, arranger Andrea Keller. Here are 2 tracks of Flicker, parts 3 and 4. are part of a suite called Flicker by Australian pianist Andrea Keller, and the album is called Flicker and Polar Bird. Some beautiful playing there, and there's such a wide range of emotion and feeling and mood in the jazz world. And you can go very quickly from something like Wodatta Leo Smith to something like Andrea Keller and not even touch the range that is there for you if you are interested. Some great stuff there. And I can't believe we're almost halfway through our show today. It's 11:29 Central Time here in Winnipeg. The program is Voyage. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. The program is Voyage. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 here live on Wednesdays. And as I mentioned, almost every week, last week was not the case, but this week is, I have a historical segment where I sort of look in the rearview mirror, as the saying goes, to look at some earlier jazz that indicates where we've come from and why and all that sort of good stuff. Today, I'm not going back all that far. I was actually playing an album called EST Symphony with the Royal Stockholm Philharmonic Orchestra that was released in 2016. And obviously it has the Royal Stockholm Philharmonic Orchestra, but it also has Dan Berglund and Magnus Öström, who were two-thirds of the trio EST. And the symphonic variations on the tunes of EST is a wonderful symphonic jazz album. This is very, very good. And I was playing it and I thought, okay, that by itself, because it only came out 9 years or so ago, it's not a historical segment. What if I switch back and forth between that album and the Esbjørn Svendsen Trio album called Live in Gothenburg? As I mentioned, this is where the juniors are playing hockey, maybe even as we speak. I don't know. I don't have a TV in here. This is radio, man. But the EST is a very, very powerful trio in its day. It was one of those trios that actually probably changed the way that people think about trios, with Svendsen on piano and Dan Berglund on bass and Magnus Öström on drums. They sort of challenged the traditional jazz trio, much more egalitarian, a lot more solos that are equal between all three parts, and their compositions and their approach to the music was unique. And then all of a sudden, in about 02, suddenly there was a tragedy in the Stockholm area where Esbjørn Svendsen, who was allegedly a very accomplished scuba diver, so I don't know if it was an equipment failure or whatever, but was diving with at least several other people, including his 14-year-old son, when they discovered he wasn't quite with them and they found him sort of lying on the floor of the ocean, tried to revive him by bringing him ashore to no avail, and he died. Shocking the jazz world. And as I mentioned at the outset, EST was set up to perform here at the Jazz Winnipeg Festival 2 weeks later, but obviously that was not possible, and they were not here. As an aside, I can say that guitarist John Schofield, who was also on the menu for the jazz festival, filled in on the part of the evening and show that should have been EST, and did a wonderful job, as an aside. Anyhow, back to what I'm doing here in my historical segment. What I'm doing is playing a combination of the symphonic responses to EST music and then the live concert in Gothenburg, which Svendsen and the trio said were almost one of their favorites. Their rapport with the audience was remarkable. They felt so good about this performance. What I'm going to play is sort of a set that starts with the symphonic act, a prelude to EST from the symphonic album, and then two tracks from the EST live in Gothenburg from 2002, Somewhere Else Before, and From Gagarin's Point of View, one of their well-known tunes. And then I'm going to play the symphonic response to that, which is From Gagarin's Point of View with the Royal Stockholm Philharmonic, with the piece arranged for orchestra, obviously. And then back to EST Trio live in Gothenburg with Dodge the Dodo, another part of their repertoire, major part of their repertoire. And then the symphonic response, Dodge the Dodo. Here, a combination of EST's music with symphony and EST Trio by themselves. This starts with the prelude, appropriately, to EST. Well, actually, it doesn't. I can't seem to find that track, so I'm going to go directly to Live in Gothenburg with the EST Trio. Thank you. You just heard a track from the Royal Stockholm Philharmonic Orchestra in a prelude to EST, the Esbjørn Svendsen Trio album that they released in 2016. And before that, you heard the actual EST trio, the Esbjørn Svendsen Trio, with a tune called Somewhere Else Before from their wonderful live album from 2002, live in Gothenburg. Now, what you're going to hear is this an alternating arrangement, if you will. I'm going to play one of EST's signature tunes called From Gagarin's Point of View, and then the symphonic version of that same track. And then back to the trio playing their version of Dodge the Dodo, and then the symphonic version of that same tune, Dodge the Dodo. So here's the rest of my historical segment today. EST from 2002, the Royal Stockholm Philharmonic from 2016, as a tribute to the albums of the EST trio. And now from Gothenburg in 2002, here is From Gagarin's Point of View, and following that, as I say, the symphonic version of the same tune. Here's EST.